So I've just woken up, and I'm fucking furious. I logged onto Facebook, and I saw this. We removed something you posted. We removed the post below because it doesn't follow the Facebook community standards. Holy shit! I didn't know a joke was against the Facebook community standards. I'd better look into this because I don't want to make this mistake in future. Well, here are the Facebook community standards then. Facebook gives people around the world the power to publish their own stories, see the world through the eyes of many other people, and connect and share wherever they go. The conversation that happens on Facebook and the opinions expressed here mirror the diversity of people using Facebook. To balance the needs and interests of the global population, Facebook protects expression that meets the community standards outlined on this page. Please review these standards. Oh, I will. They will help you to understand what type of expression is acceptable and what type of content may be reported and removed. So, violence and threats. Safety is Facebook's top priority. We remove content and may escalate to law enforcement when we perceive a genuine risk of physical harm or a direct threat to public safety. I'm going to stop there. My post obviously wasn't that. What's next? Self-harm. Facebook takes threats of self-harm very seriously. Well, I'm not doing that. Bullying and harassment. I'm not bullying or harassing anyone. Hate speech. I wonder if this is what they were talking about. Facebook does not permit hate speech, but distinguishes between serious and humorous speech. Do you, Facebook? While we encourage you to challenge ideas, institutions, events, and practices, we do not permit individuals or groups to attack others based on their race, ethnicity, national origin, religion, sex, gender, sexual orientation, disability, or medical condition. Well, that's good, because I wasn't attacking anyone. Like they said they could do, they could differentiate between seriousness and a joke. So, graphic content. No, there was certainly no graphic content there. Nudity and pornography? Absolutely not. Identity and privacy? No, no one's identity was being identified. Intellectual property? No, I wasn't violating anyone's intellectual property. Regulated goods? It's not permitted to complete transactions involving regulated goods on our platform if you post an offer involving firearms, tobacco and alcohol. Nope, didn't do that. Phishing and spam? Nope, wasn't doing that. Security? I wasn't attempting to compromise anyone's security. They don't apply. So why did they do it, do you ask? Well, I can't show you the post that caused them to do it, because it's been removed. But it was from a Facebook group called Feminism for Beginners. Because feminism is for beginners, in life. In the midst of all the horror, we are understandably up in arms, demanding change, grieving all the while. But within this righteous anger, we are very carefully tiptoeing around the common denominator. What, mental health? Oh, no, wait. In 31 of the school shootings that have taken place since 1999, the murderers were all men. Oh my god, what was I thinking? Why would I criticize them for saying that men are murderers? They're all potential mass murderers. Out of the 62 mass murders which have happened in the past 30 years, only one of those shooters was a woman. The overwhelming majority of the gunmen were white. Sorry, white men, obviously. White men are bad. Obviously that's the case. Jackson Katz. Jackson fucking Katz? That's the cunt who did the Manginer-ish TED Talk. Fucking cunt. An author, filmmaker, social theorist, anti-sexist activist, Mangina, whose work is focused on manhood and masculinity, weird given how unmanly he is baffled. I'm sure he's fucking baffled. He's a fucking idiot. The gender of the perpetrator is the single most important factor. Is it? You're sure it's not their mental health? You're sure it's not the fact that they're being demonized for their gender? I mean, there are a lot of reasons, but I really don't think the gender is it. Anyway, and yet it's not talked about in the way most mainstream conversations. This isn't to say that men are somehow naturally inclined towards violence. That is what you've just said, though. It isn't reasonable to argue that men are born angry or crazy. Well, I wonder what's making them that way, then. I wonder what's making them that way. On the last video I've had a few comments saying, well, I don't agree that we live in a feminized society. I am sorry, but we absolutely do. They someone posted a comment saying, well, you know, there's a masculinity in lots of films. It's like, yes, there is. But in any film, I will show you the points where this masculinity bends the knee to femininity. Specifically, feminism. There will always be a time where there is a woman who is not in the right, but demands to be in the right, and the masculine hero bends the knee. He is subservient to it. Always. Anyway, he goes on to say, masculinity, on the other hand, is something worth thinking about. Yes, it is. It's hidden in plain sight, Kat says. This is about masculinity, it's about manhood. Other factors are important too. For example, how masculinity intersects with mental illness or emotional problems or with access to guns. But we need to be talking about gender front and centre. Fucking do we? Are you sure? I think we need to be talking about mental health because, correct me if I'm wrong, but Elliot Rodger wasn't exactly manly, was he? He was a bit of an effeminate puff, actually, wasn't he? Because, let's be fair, that he couldn't get a woman. That's his problem. He was so goddamn effeminate and so goddamn weird that he couldn't get a woman. It's nothing to do with masculinity. It's everything to do with him being mentally unhinged. It's fucking disgusting. I mean, they only went on to post this. Yes, all men. Because someone had to say it. It has to be a man. Yes, all men. Just because you've never groped a woman, never hit a woman, would never force yourself on a woman, doesn't absolve you of all blame and responsibility. What is this? Fucking Catholicism! You were a man, therefore you are born with original sin. We have all, at one time or another, said things and done things that have contributed to a society that normalizes and condones misogyny. Have we? What have I done that hates all women? I don't hate all women. I don't do things that hate all women. Go ahead. To a society in which men believe they're entitled to women's bodies, and when they reject us, women deserve to be punished. Who the fuck thinks this, apart from insane people like Elliot Rodger? Whether we were young and didn't know better, and have learned and changed and considered ourselves feminists now, nothing will change until we accept that we are all culpable. Well, this is decidedly religious, isn't it? Even if all we did was stand by in silence and fail to challenge the words and actions of our fellow men, because we are responsible for those men. Do you understand? You know, it's like proselytizing. It's like if you see a Christian and he's not being a good Christian, it's your Christian duty to go and fix that. It doesn't matter how much we regret it, it doesn't matter how much we've changed, it doesn't matter that our transgressions might be slight, that at least we don't hit, rape or kill. That is the very least. All of us, every last one of us, if we truly look at ourselves and are honest, share the blame. No, we don't. I am not responsible for what other men do. I am responsible for myself, and that is it. Nothing will ever change until we accept that we are part of the problem. Of course, because this is what I'm talking about. This obsequiousness to feminism. The cult of woman that they're trying to create. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it, and I never fucking will. So long as we continue to lay the blame at the feet of other men, not us, never us, well, since it is never me, what am I supposed to do? Oh, that's right, take responsibility for another man's actions, who I've never met, have no control over, and have nothing to do with. But no, I am to fucking blame for this! Fuck you! There is no hope for the future, no hope for the next generation of men who are starting out in life with ready-made excuses. Well, there are no excuses that need to be made. We are the reason so many women live in fear, all of us, all men. Well, you know what, dipshit, hang on, who the fuck was this guy? This is iandshaman.tumblr.com. Obviously, a complete fucking pussy. Look at this twat. I am a writer and artist, working mainly in comic books and living in the southeast of England. I am the managing editor of Orangutan Comics, a group of blah 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 blah. Complete bullshit. I mean, this is just some giant fucking mangina. So naturally, I've re-uploaded it. I'm looking forward to seeing how long it is before my account's banned. But frankly, do not tell me we do not live in a feminist society. We absolutely do.